If you have your Bible, turn to Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. The Bible says, starting verse number 10, Romans 13, 10, says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness, nor in chamber and wantonness, nor in strife and envy. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. As we look at this tonight, and Paul's writing to the Romans, and he's been writing for a while, and he's had all kinds of topics with the Roman people, and we looked at Romans 1 last past Sunday, how that the Romans had begun a spiral downward, but God said, God through Paul told him, said it don't have to be that way, and he said the way to start going back up, the way to get back up that plateau where God have you to be, he said just to be trusting in the Lord. He said, when you begin to trust the Lord, he said there'll be something changing your heart, and he said, the work of the Lord will cause the love of God to be manifest in your lives. And he said, that love worketh no ill towards your neighbor. Amen. As Miss Peggy used to say, if you got ills against your neighbor, bake them a cake. Amen. Take it out to them. After hanging clothes on the clothesline, take them a cake and give it to them. And I say, Lord, just lay it on your heart and just bake them a cake. Amen. Praise God. It's hard to say no to a good cake. Praise the Lord. You can make a lot of friends with a sweetness. Praise God. Amen. You can get a whole lot more flies with honey than you can vinegar. Amen. So we get the jest here in Paul's teaching. He said, if we got the love of God, it worketh no ill. Amen. Towards our neighbor. It begins to help us, praise God. And he says, in doing that, he says that we begin in verse 11, in that, knowing that now is a high time to awake out of sleep. So what he says here is that it's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to realize what God has done to us and through us through the Lord Jesus Christ. The help that He's offering us even right now. And I believe Paul was looking for Lord Jesus. Brother Robert, he was looking for the second coming of the Savior. Paul was expecting it in his time. How much more should we be looking for it today? Let me tell you, folks, Jesus is coming, praise God, and we need to be ready to go out of here. Amen. Every day we need to be looking for Him. That today when you get up and I look out that window every morning, see what the outside looks like, I think to myself, today could be the day. Amen. If we'll get that attitude and that forelook at it, we'll begin to realize, praise God, our day will be a whole lot better when we're anticipating the coming of the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I don't ever think about that. We ought to. Amen. That's why Paul would tell him, he said, wake up. He said, be awake, amen, and realize. And he said, realize your salvation, amen, to realize what the Lord has done for you. Praise God. Amen. We need to wake up and realize what He's done. We need to realize, wake up what He's done for us. And the same thing He's done for you and I, He wants to do for somebody else. Christ came to seek and to save that was lost. Amen. What's wrong with the world? What's wrong with the United States of America today is there's a lot of lost people. People have turned their back on God. They've disregarded God. They've rejected God. They've pushed God out of everything. Amen? And it's up to you and I to be that godly example, that God word example, that they see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory, and have some hope. You know, a lot of people's looking for hope tonight. Amen? We're living in a world without hope. And the only hope that we have is in Christ Jesus. If you put your faith and trust in people and men, they'll let you down. Now, they may not mean to, they don't want to, but they will. It's just a matter, just the way it is. They're not omniscient, they're not omnipresent, they can't be all everywhere all the time, they don't have all the power, they're not omnipotent, they can't do everything that God can. But I'm glad He does what He does, and He does it right well. Amen. And if we put our faith, Paul says, hey, if you'll just put your faith and trust in Him and love your neighbor, praise God, and have the love of God in you, just wake up and realize what's taking place. Amen. Realize that God Almighty has saved you through Jesus Christ, your Savior, and He's put you on a road to righteousness for His name's sake. For now is your salvation nearer than when you believed. Amen. So Paul was saying, hey, some of you just got in here in the last little bit. But praise God, hey, your salvation is closer than you thought. The Lord's coming back is closer than you thought. He's closer now than it was then. Just think, some of us here have been in this thing for a pretty good while. I've been saved, Brother Bill, for several years. Just look how much closer we are to heaven than we was then. Amen. Paul says the same thing here. He said, we're getting closer to heaven every day. Amen. If you're a child of God, praise God, we got something to rejoice about, is that in our closeness and our drawing nigh unto our Lord, even as He wants to draw nigh to us, to make us closer, praise God. And we ought to be desiring that closeness in a relationship with Him and our family so we can be... I've told you before, who's the closest neighbor you got? It's those people in your own household. Amen. And he said, there's no ill will to those, praise God. Love worketh no ill to those the neighbors close to us. He said we shouldn't do anything, praise God, except use those words that exhort and edify and encourage. So he said, hey, because we're looking for the Savior as if He could come any minute. Amen. We need to take this thing serious, folks. Our Lord show up, amen, you have you a bad spell and you go off in one of your little tangents and then comes fine. And then all of a sudden the Lord gives a shout and a trumpet come up hither and here you're caught in that situation. Amen. Don't even have time to repent. Amen. Even though you know you need to. Praise God, but you go out of here in that mess. Praise God, that's why God says we shouldn't do that. He said the night is far spent, the day is at hand. In other words, what He said it's close to Jesus coming. Paul said, he said, get ready, folks. He could be here any minute. Amen. It's like a person preparing for a wedding. And say, hey, we need to get everything in order. The bride's ready. Amen. Any minute, the ceremony could start. And that's what Paul's telling here. He said, it's any minute. He said, the night is far spent and the day is at hand. He said, we need to be ready. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do you get ready? He said, he goes on and says this in verse number 12. He said, let us put on the armor of light. Amen. Amen. Who is the light? Jesus said, I am the light. And in Him is no darkness at all. Amen. So praise God. He said, I am the light of the world. Praise God. He said, I'll turn the light on for you. Amen. He said, if we'll put on Jesus. That's what I want to preach for just a few minutes, Brother Knight, Brother Kevin tonight, if God will help me, is putting on the Lord Jesus. Putting on the Lord Jesus. If we'll put Him on, praise God, and we'll wear Him like a garment. Amen? That's what Paul's telling here. That's what he's typifying. That's what he's showing. He said, putting on the armor of light. Now, he preached a while back on a Wednesday night on putting on the whole armor of God. Amen. You know when I talked about the whole bundle. Amen. The whole package, the whole bundle. And being clothed in the righteousness of the Lord, praise God. Putting on the whole armor of God. And he said, hey, praise God. He said, not only do you need the whole armor, but you need the armor of light. So that there won't be no darkness around. You know, when light comes on the scene, darkness has to flee. It's an amazing thing how that happens. I got a little building over there, my little old shop building. I'd go out there at night and I don't have no motion lights at it. So I'd go out there at night. If I need to get in there, I had to fumble around the dark for a key to try to get in. It's awful cumbersome in the dark to try to find the right key. Amen? So I got the thing. I was over at a Harbor Freight a while back and they had a little old light up there. And it was a little solar-powered light. And it said you put it on there and said that thing would come on when you get close to it. And it would shine at night. And I thought, well, praise the Lord, that'd help me. So I got me one of them. It wasn't but $9.95. I thought, well, praise God, I'm just going to splurge. I'm going to splurge and I'm going to buy me one of them little lights and I'm going to put it up there on the end of that little carport. And when I go out there to the building, that thing will maybe give me enough light that I can see to get in. Amen? So I got that little thing and I took it home and I read the instructions. Of course, it says made in China. What ain't? I got to reading. It said you need to put it up in direct sunlight for 3 days before you turn it on. I thought, oh boy, what have I bought? I done throwed away a $10 bill, just sure as the world. But I took that thing, and I screwed it up there and got it where it's in sun all day long. Amen? And I went out there, I waited 2 days, 1 day and 2 days, the third day went by, and the fourth day come along, I just had to go through, I thought, well, glory, today's the fourth day. Amen. Now you think if a light was going to work, it'd work on the third day, because that's when Jesus got up. Amen. But I went out there and I flipped that thing on. Nothing. I thought, what? And I thought, well, it's daylight and the sun was shining on it. I said, that's what it is. So I got up there and got my little ladder, and I got up there and I cut my hands up over that thing. And I made it dark. Where it's dark, and a few minutes, that little light come on. I said, glory, glory, hallelujah. But it didn't look like much. Did you? Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, it didn't look like much in the daylight. But I went out there, and it's a pretty neat little thing because it collects that sun, and as soon as it gets dark, it kind of glows. Amen? So that you can see it, I guess, so you can kind of find your way to it. Amen? Ain't you glad there's a glow out of heaven, praise God, that you can find your way to it? That glow is the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He's that armor of light, Lord God. When you put Him on, it radiates. And not only does He radiate to you, He radiates through you. Amen? But I got that thing out there that night, and I got to see that. I seen that little old glow up on that thing. And I eased over to it, and I thought, man, if that's all it is, ain't much to it. But then I eased over there, that little old thing, and when I got kind of closer to it, boy, that thing brightened up. You ain't going to find space stuff with it, amen. They're not going to see it from outer space, but it illuminated, and it's amazing how the darkness had to flee from that little bitty light. I mean, everything that was totally dark around me, praise God, was illuminated, and then I could see. Just for giggles, I reached in my pocket and I pulled out I didn't really need to get in, but I pulled out my keys and I fumbled around there and I trying to get the one for the lock for my shop door. And boy, I thought, well, glory to God, there it is. Amen. I fell around there and figured out, God, amen, able to see the lock, able to slide it in the little hole and turn it. And praise God, the lock popped open. I said, glory, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, the light's done come on for me. Praise God. I won't say there's a light is shining in heaven. And God said, I've done made it to glow for you. It'll come on for you. If you get to looking for the light, praise God, the light will shine, praise God, and the darkness will have to flee. Amen. It don't take a whole lot of light, praise God. He's all the light we'll ever need. Amen. He's absolute light. Praise God. He gives us the light. And he said, Paul says, if we'll clothe ourselves in the light, the armor of light. Praise God. He said the light will make a difference when we close ourselves in it. Praise God. Amen. When we close ourselves in the light, we close ourselves in the very character of Jesus Christ, the living Christ. Amen. By the way, in case you don't know, Jesus ain't dead. They can leave Him, hang Him on a cross. They can leave Him whatever. But praise God, I won't say He ain't dead. The third day, praise God, He got up victorious over death and the grave. He come out of there when that sun, the S-U-N, began to shine through that little window, praise God, where in that tomb where we went over and seen where He's buried. Praise God, the S-O-N, He come out of there, praise God. Amen. And He's been shining ever since. There's a radiance that comes off the Lord. Amen. You get in that, praise God, it's good. And there's a love that comes off of Christ. What he's talking about? The living Christ, praise God. The living love is a Christ-like love. It radiates off of you. Amen? So you say, well, preacher, how do you get that? You get this cloak, this garment, praise God, and it covers you. When it covers you, it covers your whole being. Covers you from top to bottom. So there's no nakedness found in you. Amen. I was talking to a fellow the other day. He said, hey, some folks come out and worked on his church. And he said, they had just volunteered. And he said, I thought, well, glory to God, you know, it's good to have help. And so they got there and got to working that morning. It was pretty cool. And several of them showed up and they went to work. They just fell in there and they was doing a good work. I mean, they was doing a good job. But he said, about 10 o'clock, he said, that sun got up and got to shining. And he said, when that sun got to shining, said, I've never seen like my life. Them people started peeling off clothes. Amen. They was taking off shirts and taking off breeches. And he said, next thing you know, they was about half naked. Amen. Looked like they was, instead of doing work on the church, looked like they was headed for the beach. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'm glad to, praise God. There's a cloak, praise God, that covers us, and it covers us from head to toe, praise God. It'll cover us all of our naked, and it'll shine to cause the light to shine in us. Amen. A light that'll shine forth, praise God. It shines forth, and it's that clothing of righteousness in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. His righteousness. Amen. He's clothing. Amen. Praise God for us. He's close. Amen. He's with you. Praise God. And He's on you. And praise, if we'll let Him, praise the Lord, He'll be in you. Amen. He'll shine on you and He'll shine in you if we'll let Him. That's why Paul said, let us put on the armor of light. The armor of Christ, praise God. And you say, well, preacher, how do I do that? How do we put on the armor of Christ? How do we put on the light of Christ? Well, we've got to have a change of mind. Our mind has to be different. Amen? In Philippians chapter number 2, the Bible says this in verse 5. It said, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, the very form of me and you. Think about that. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So the Bible tells us to let this mind be in us, the mind of Christ. That's how we begin to get the light to turn on. When we begin to have a mind like Jesus, when we begin to think upon the things of God and realize that we're not important and He is. Amen. Let me say that again, that we're not important and He is. Now we're important to Him. Amen. Don't think that you're not important to Him. Amen. But when it comes to this world, praise God, amen, He's the one that's important. He's the one that can make a difference. You and I can't, praise God, without His help. We can't do nothing without Him. We fail miserably without the Lord. I have to pray all day long, Lord, please help me. They say that this COVID virus, when you get it, that it can cause a fog, a brain fog. I think I've had it 2 or 3 times. Amen. It seems like there's a fog just goes with me all the time. But I'm glad that even in the fog of this world and the life that I live, praise God, there's a Lord and a Savior that's a light unto me. And I can call upon Him, believing on Him, trusting Him, praise God, and He turns the light on for me. Gives me the help that I need, that I can be a help to someone else. You say, well, how did Jesus do it? How did He have all this power, being a human being, being 100% man, praise God, here on this earth? We can't do it. How did He? I'll tell you how He did it, because He was 100% in subjection to the Father. Amen. He was in subjection to His Father in heaven. Matthew chapter 26, verse 42, He says, oh, my Father. He says, if it's any way possible, let this cup pass from me. But He said, thy will be done. Amen. Thy will be done. If we could come to a humble conclusion every day, say, Lord, it's not about me, but Lord, Your will be done in my life. That's how we get this robe of righteousness. That's how we get the covering of God, praise the Lord, that makes a difference, not here so much, but in the portals of glory. And when it makes a difference there, it'll make a difference here. Amen. People will begin to see something in you and in me. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, and they said in Hebrews chapter 10 and 9, Jesus said, "Lo, I come to do thy will, O God." So see, we can come like the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking about putting on the Lord Jesus Christ when we come humbly before God. Amen. 100% humble. Say, "Lord, I come to do thy will, O God." Bless his holy name. That's what makes a difference in our life. I want to be found every day, Brother Robert, pleasing to God. I like to please men. I like to do things. I like to do my best. Amen. Every time. All the time. I get so discouraged sometimes with myself. But I know I let people down. But praise God, I want to do the best. I don't want to ever let my God down. I know I do. Men, you come. Bible said we sin comes short all the time. But I don't want to. Amen. Brother Bill, I want to do my very best not to be displeasing my God. Amen. From daylight to dark. Amen. Praise God. I want to be pleasing to Him. That's how we have put on Christ, praise God, is have the mind of Christ. Why should we do that? So we can stand in obedience with Him, praise God. It's hard to be obedient, isn't it? Have you ever noticed that being obedient, doing what God's Word says, it's kind of like I'm just talking from my experience, it's kind of like a hit and miss scenario. You're running along pretty good, doing exactly what you need to do, and all of a sudden you mess up a little bit, you miss it just a little. Oh, am I the only one that does that? Hey, man, anybody be honest, say, "Pray God, preach after me too." Amen. Glory, thank you. I feel better already. Now we get some help from the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what He wants to do. He just wants to see, praise God, if you realize it, if you're trusting in yourself or trusting in Him. Amen. He said, I want to make a difference. But it's so hard. Sometimes it's just so hard to be obedient, to do what's right. Hit and miss thing, but amen. And the reason I struggle, you know why we struggle so much? It's because we try to serve and be obedient to a distant Christ. Amen? Because we try to serve and be obedient to a distant Christ. Now we preached the other day about the presence, the power of His presence. Remember that? Amen? But I think sometimes what we do, we try to be obedient. We try to serve God at a distance. We try to serve a Savior that's way over yonder. Amen? Like He's not around us close. So when we catch up with Him or He catches up with us, boy, then we'll be running right. And we'll get that combination right. You know, maybe on a Sunday morning or a Sunday night or a midweek service, boy, we'll get that combination and say, "Boy, I'm running well now." But it ain't long before we get out of that service, get out of that situation, it seems like Christ's way over yonder again. Amen? But I want to say there's a Savior, praise God. The secret to it is a close communication with God. You know all the old saints of God, the reason they were old saints of God is because they had a close communication with God. I was looking at that and I think it's 7 or 8 times that God came to old Father Abraham. He come right down to where he was and He communicated with him. Amen? And Abraham listened to what God had to say. He listened to God's communication. Amen. Joshua, when he was getting ready to go into land, when he was getting ready to take Canaan, when he's getting ready to establish the people in the land of promise, God come to where he was and he talked to him. He communicated with him and Joshua listened. Amen. The secret, praise God, is a constant communication with God. Talking to him. Amen. I wonder how much time you spend talking to God. I spend a lot of time talking to God. Amen. Because I need a lot of help. Amen. Quite often. Praise God. But you see what I'm saying? All these folks needed a communication. Look at Gideon. Gideon was there, and he didn't think he was nobody. God said, "Hey, listen, Gideon, so I'm gonna use you in a mighty way." He said, "Who?" He looked around. He said, "Who are you talking to, Lord?" That's the way I feel a lot of times. I'm like, "What? Me?" Amen. But he communicated with Gideon. Praise God. And Gideon listened to him to see what he said. And you say, well, what's the difference? Because, praise God, His presence is where we get the blessing. His presence is where we get the grace. His presence is where we get the power, praise God, to persevere and keep pressing on. We get away from Him. I tell you what, it's a sad state of affairs. It's like a car running on empty. It won't go far. And it won't go very fast. Amen. But praise God, when we have the Lord with us, and we need Him there, because He's that important part. He's the one where we get our blessings and our grace and our mercy. That's where we get our power, praise God, because He is our mediator. He's our intercessor between us and God. We need Him every day. Timothy said in 1 Timothy 2 and 5, he said, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Amen. So if we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, not only do we get a cloak of light, glory to His name, but we get a mediator of one, praise God, an intercessor, an interceder that's there with us every step of the way. You never have to be alone again. Amen. Hey, listen, young, when you're at school and you got them big old tests in front of you, and Miles, and you're scratching and digging your head because you know you didn't study like you should have. Amen. But boy, ain't it good to be able to bow your head and say, "Lord, I need you to help me. Lord, I've got a task in front of you." It may not be task, maybe whatever task comes in front of you. Say, "Lord, I need some help here." Amen. And you got a mediator of one, which is Christ Jesus, the Savior, praise God. And He's there to mediate on your behalf. Amen. To make intercession for you and I. In Romans chapter number 8, verse 34. He said, "Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for you." Where does he make intercession at? At the right hand of the Father. Amen. He's sitting there beside Father God above, praise God, your heavenly Father, my heavenly Father, and He's making intercession for you. Amen. Praise God every day. You say, why does He do that? I pinch myself every now and then and say, "Lord, why would you do that for somebody like as rotten as me? Why would you care enough to do that for me?" But you know what? He does it because He loves you and He loves me. In Hebrews chapter 7, verse 23, look what the Bible says. He said, "And they truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood." Now that priest was the one that goes before. Amen. That priest is the one that offers up the offering. The priest is the one that offers up the sacrifice. Verse 25, "Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever," now watch this, "he ever liveth to make intercession for them." The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, lives. What He lives for is to intercede for you and I. Amen. Well, we ought to shout our shoes off. We ought to be a shouting and praising the name of Jesus. They want us to not say nothing about in the name of Jesus, praise God. We ought to shout it from the rooftop. Say, "Praise God, my intercessor, my Lord, my Savior. Praise the Lord. He's my God, my Savior, my Master. Glory, hallelujah." Amen. Saved me by His marvelous grace and lives to intercede for me. Lives to intercede for you with our Heavenly Father, praise God. He does that for us. He does it for me. He does it for you. He does it for our children, our loved ones, our families, praise God. Because He loves us. Amen. Now it's not about a feeling we have. Amen. I'm talking about putting on the Lord Jesus. It's not about a feeling. Well, I feel like I got Jesus today. Amen. If you go off a feeling, you'll be left behind a lot. Amen. A feeling will fail. It's not about a desire. Hey, I desire to have Jesus with me. We all should, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. But praise God. Hey, it's not about a thought. It's not about thinking, well, boy, just seemed good that I know Him today. Know who Jesus is. But praise God, it's better that it's reality, praise God, that the actual Spirit and the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ is with us everywhere we go. If we'll just put Him on, praise God, there He will be. He said we need to wear Him like a garment. Amen. He said, wear Him like a garment. He said, if there's any place that the airs are creeping in, just get the folds of the garment, praise God, and like a good security blanket, and tuck it in around you till you're secure in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you feel the draft of the devil, praise God, just reach and get a fold of Christ and pull Him over. Amen. Snuggle down in Him real good. Praise God. See what He'll do for you. Amen. Praise His holy name. Jesus Christ upon us, glory to God. Covering us from top to bottom. You say, well, preacher, I feel like that sometimes. I feel like He's all over me. These other times, I just don't feel like He's anywhere around. You're talking about a continuance, praise God, a tenual presence, a continual feeling of the power of God. You say, well, how do we get that, preacher? How do we have that continual covering, praise God, where it feels like we're just covered with the Lord Jesus all the time? We get that through faith. Amen. Through faith, believing in Him. Amen. To faith, trusting. Some people say, faith is just trusting in the Lord. No, it's way bigger than that. Amen. Trust is a good thing. We should trust the Lord. Amen. Because He's the God of our lives, right? Amen. But we also, faith is believing on the Lord. Believing in the Lord. It's believing God the Father and God the Son. Amen. Had a girl the other day said, well, she said, how do you know the Bible's real? I said, 'cause God wrote it. Amen. She said, well, how do you know God's real? I said, because He lives, praise God. Amen. She had questions. She questioned that there was a God. Questioned if it was real, if His Word was real. Amen. But you got to believe that God is, praise the Lord. And the Lord Jesus Christ is, amen. And it's the old Apostles' Creed. I believe, amen. We have to, that's where it starts, is I believe on Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Amen. I believe in His glory. I believe in His omnipotence. I believe in His magnificence and His power, praise God. I believe that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. I believe He's sitting tonight at the right hand of the Father in heaven to make intercession for us. A mediator of one, because He's all that's needed. A go-between between us and our Heavenly Father to bridge the gap, that the great canvas that was made between heaven and hell, He did for us on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, wearing Him like a garment. Praise His holy name. You say, preacher, well, in closing, what's the secret to putting on the Lord Jesus Christ? The secret is always believing. You say, well, ain't that what we do? You know, let me just say this, and I'm done. It's easy to believe. It's easy to believe, brother, when everything's running well. It's easy to put our faith and trust in the Lord when everything's going our way. But when the obstacles start coming up, amen, that's when our faith is really put to the test. Amen. And is our faith, praise God, is something that we got to have through just believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believing in God the Father, and at the right hand of God the Father is God the Son. Amen. And He's there, praise God, on purpose, and He's got His mark on us. He said, glory to God, somebody will just jump. Hey, pray, we're marked by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. His mark is upon us that believe on Him, and we just got to keep believing. And then things get bad, things get rough, things get scary around the edges. Just plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And the darkness has to flee. The armor of light, praise God, that you're enshrouded in, I will illuminate all around you. Amen. And a peace that passes understanding to settle over us. Praise God, all of a sudden that peace is right there. And we can look around, we say, glory to God, I'm glad I put on Jesus. before this thing come my way. Been hard to have made it without that covering. But boy, I'm glad I got that covering of my Savior. Praise God, because He's promised He'd go with me. He'd never leave me nor forsake me. But He'd be with me all the way. Praise God. Ain't you glad of that? Praise the Lord. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And one day, in a little while, praise God, I'm going to take you my way and take you the heavenly way and take you into the presence of a holy God to be with me forever. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Because we put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we wear Him like a garment. Paul would conclude this. He'd say, but put ye on. That makes it personal. See, it's a personal thing. I've heard so many people say, well, Mama loved the Lord, or Papa loved God, Mama sure loved Jesus, but Daddy sure prayed and talked to God. Amen, but what about you? What about us? Amen. He said, but Paul said, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and they make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. He said, what we got to do? He said, get rid of darkness, get rid of the lust, get rid of all the temptations. He said, we just got to completely enshroud ourselves in Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen? We've got to do that because we're in a difficult time. We're in a difficult time. We're in a place that we've never been before. But there's a Savior that knows exactly where we're at. He knows exactly what we're up against. He knows exactly what we're facing. And let me just tell you, on the workplace, at your place, everywhere you go, at the store, the supermarket, down at the schoolhouse, there's adversity coming. There's things that's coming towards us that we've never dealt with before. But if we've got the Lord Jesus Christ, now listen to me and I'm done. We've got to be covered with Christ, trusting in His blood, knowing that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And it's written in the indelible blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. So that He can look down upon us. And He said, that one's mine, and that one's mine, and that's mine. He said, I'm going to take care of them. He's interceding with the Father, and He said, hey, listen, there's a little special blessing needed down there today. There's a little special touch needed over here. A little bit more grace over here. A little bit more mercy over here. Amen. Like I said, in wrath, remember mercy, Lord. Remember mercy. Praise God. You get mercy, praise God, when you put on the Lord Jesus Christ and wear Him like a garment. Amen. Let me just say this, and I'm done. He said, preacher, you done said that three times. Well, this time I'm finished, okay? If we get up every morning and say, Lord Jesus, I just want You to enshroud me today in Your goodness, Your mercy, and Your love, and I want You to go with me in every aspect of everything I do, what I do and what I say and how I act and react, Lord, I want You to be the leader of it. Lord, I just give myself to Thee. You know, that hit and miss that we have so many times during the day, praise God, we'll start hitting more and missing less. Amen. Start doing better for God's glory when we put on the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Bless His holy name.